morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Bob Anthony. Oklahoma has been home my whole life. My family operated a clothing store chain in Oklahoma for over half a century. My granddad used to have a little wooden box on his desk, and it said on the top, "The secret to success." And you opened it up and it had one word, work. That's the ethic I grew up with. To me, being a conservative means following the law, doing what's right, and being faithful to the public trust. I believe in fighting for the little guy. I think public service is sacred. The public trust is sacred, and it makes me angry that so many people are in politics for their own self-interest or for their own personal financial gain. The Corporation Commission is supposed to make sure that people pay fair rates. Fighting corruption is not anti-business, it's pro-Oklahoma. The question in this election is, who can the voters trust?
Honesty, integrity, Anthony.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Anthony, 2018.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Farm Bill Conference Committee will meet September 5th, according to Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts. Roberts will chair the Farm Bill Conference, said just one day after lawmakers returned from the Labor Day recess. Roberts also says committee staff members have made progress on the differences in the two bills on conservation, but not on other issues. Typical first public meetings as this one are simply speech-filled affairs. Much of the work of the committee is expected to take place within closed-door meetings. The conference committee must find a bill that can pass both the House and Senate, but with the House work requirements included and with a ratio of representative and senators favoring the House, the biggest obstacle will be getting a bill that can pass the Senate. The Senate version of the bill does not include the controversial work requirement for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program participants. In a recent conversation with Farm Director Ron Hayes, Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas seemed optimistic that Congress could deliver a final bill to the President's desk before the existing Farm Bill expires at the end of September, assuming these major differences are addressed in a timely fashion.
If the big issues, like the nutrition issues, are addressed, I think it's possible to have something on the President's desk by the end of September. It's possible, Ron. But here's the issue. On the last day of September, the old Farm Bill begins to unwind. It doesn't all completely come to a stop on October 1, but it begins to unwind. The quicker we can address the issue before then, the better off we'll be. 5 years of certainty, but by the same token, if we have to do an extension, say a one-year extension, as long as we make sure that people can pick between revenue or price, PLC or ARC again, as long as we have a little flexibility there, we could survive that. I just want personally to have the certainty. And that's a 5-year bill, not a 1-year extension.
In other news, the Department of Agriculture is expected to release further details on its trade relief package on Friday. The aid package previously announced by Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue will provide $12 billion in assistance to farmers hurt by President Trump's trade agenda. AgriPulse reports that sources involved with the process say the payment rate for soybean farmers has been preliminarily proposed at $1.65 per bushel and 1 cent per bushel for corn farmers. However, further details regarding the plan have not been released officially or leaked, leaving the industry in a phase of wonder. USDA would not confirm or deny the proposed payment rates to AgriPulse. A USDA spokesperson told AgriPulse the department will not confirm the information because it's based on preliminary information, is incomplete, and lacks context. The proposed payment rates are subject to change as the plan is under review by the White House Office of Management and Budget.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's Cowboys Helping Kids at the 2018 OCA Ranch Rodeo. New name, but the same great event going on at the Lazy E Arena, August 24th and 25th. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and presenting partner Ford invite you to watch working cowboys representing 12 Oklahoma ranches compete at the 34th OCA Ranch Rodeo. Once again, the event will benefit Children's Hospital Foundation, and with your help, OCA has donated $475,000 since 1997. The OCA Ranch Rodeo performances both nights at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at LazyE.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.